Rock 107 WIRX.
All righty, good morning. What's happening?
What's happening?
It's 8:12. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
Morning.
Today we got some sunshine, clouds later on, high of 48. Tonight cloudy, some more rain, low of 40. Hopefully no more snow, for God's sakes.
What the hell is going on?
Tuesday cloudy, chance for rain, high of 62. Wednesday cloudy, chance for rain, high of 66.
Dude, I was golfing on Saturday.
Yeah.
Having a great time. It was nice. And then Sunday rolls around. It's like, yeah. What?
I'm in a real piece of garbage.
Dude, it was sideways sleet yesterday.
Yep.
Sleet, snow. It actually stuck.
Terrible.
Sliding around. I actually put more air in my tires for the summer. Not a good idea.
He's all over the place.
All over the place.
All over the place. Yeah. It's all right. We're going to get through it. Hi, Kiki.
Hi.
Hello. How are you? Use the good mic. Or wait, that's the bad mic. Wait, use that mic. No, wait, use that mic.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
What? That one's right. Oh, let's no,
get
wait.
It,
that's,
get it going.
That's not even right. Hold on. Somebody messed with my board. There we go. Take power. Hi.
Hello. Hello.
There you go. Nailed it. God, I wish you'd figure this out. Hey, look at what Hunter, before we get to WTF, look at what Hunter and I did. We made morning show binders to organize everything.
Oh my gosh, I'm so proud. And you each have your own?
Yeah, his is red, mine's white.
Yeah. Oh, good job.
It's a dollar more an hour.
Yes. Do we get a pay increase because of our productivity and responsibility?
Well, what's weird is I see you guys have binders, but nothing are in the binders, and everything is still scattered throughout the table.
It's a work in progress, Kiki. God, she's never happy. Okay. She's never happy.
Look at this binder.
Look at
you
it.
You know, you take it back. You take it back.
He's even got the protective sleeves in there for when he spills stuff.
Yeah.
We're responsible. We're real adults.
That's
now.
Why it's sunny out today.
That's right.
Because of us.
Because of us.
We're responsible.
We did it. Let's talk about a box of porn.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show. Brought to you by Gilson Cycle.
What, did Kiki find it last night?
No, I got mine hidden. Don't worry. This guy has so many life choices, he's going to want to re-examine as soon as possible. Oh, wait. Don't ding it. Hold on, I got something great for this. Ready?
Hey, man, got a big box of porn for you.
So there's a guy in Indiana who's only been identified as Charlie. Charlie is not having a great go at it.
Charlie.
So back in October of 2016, he got divorced and moved back in with his parents in Grand Haven, Michigan.
Uh-oh.
Right north of us there.
So what's in the box?
It's my personal collection of erotica.
Here's what happened. He moved out of his parents' house in August of 2017 after the police had to come for a domestic incident, and he headed to Indiana. A few months later, his parents drove there to drop off his stuff.
Well, you know, this is really gracious and kind and generous and everything, but I just don't want a big box of porn in my apartment.
There's some really great stuff in here.
However, he noticed two things were missing. One of them, the big thing, was his massive porn collection. We're talking 12 large boxes full of movies and two boxes of adult toys.
God. Dude, here it is. Boner Jams 03. It's a mixtape I made. All these great scenes that I was really into in the summer of 2003.
Oh.
I think you'd really dig it.
Yeah.
When he confronted them about it, they told him that they destroyed it. His father told him in an email he did it, quote, for your own mental and emotional health.
Dad, why?
I would have done the same if I had found a kilo of crack cocaine. Whoa. Let's not get the two confused here.
It's going from porn to crack, huh?
I think porn is a little less severe than maybe a box full of crack cocaine.
Yeah.
That's just my take on it, though. It turns out Charlie was kicked out of both high school and college for selling porn to other students.
Oh my
so
God.
He has a history of porn. So now Charlie is suing his parents for $86,000.
Wow.
Because he says a lot of the movies were rare and valuable.
Wow.
He also tried to press edition. Charges. This is, oh my God, $86,000
in porn.
That's a lot of porn. All right, I'm going to ask you a question, and you got to be honest because, well, she's here, and she probably knows.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you have, like, a DVD or something hidden somewhere in the house?
Hard copies? Yeah, they're not hidden, though.
They're not hidden. I know exactly where they are.
Where are they? Let's see if we can figure this.
In a black duffel bag.
Oh, in the black duffel bag! She thought it was going to be, he thought, well, it's a stinky black duffel bag. She's never going to go into it. This is perfect.
It's down in the basement.
Dude, wife, girlfriend, moms, any female knows where all the porn is.
They can sniff it out.
They love to snoop around and find it.
It's not a snooping. I definitely wasn't looking for that. But I am the organizer of things most of the time. I'm also the one that's like looking for stuff. You know, we've moved into the house only 2 years ago, I still look for things. And originally, it was just in our shared closet, like at the bottom next to my shoes.
Yeah.
So when I was like, "Oh, cool, a duffel bag," I'm going to use this for the gym. Never mind, it's already stocked full.
It's a jerking bag.
There's like four DVDs in there, and lady, I'm pretty sure your pirate porno is in there too.
Oh, yeah,
yeah.
Hey, so does it bother you?
No.
It doesn't bother you at all?
No.
Now, what if it was his...
I don't think that he's actually taking the time to pop in a DVD.
Yeah, I never do that.
Or a VHS.
That never happens.
VHS. Into the player.
It's in there. It's just I haven't gotten around to them. They're just kind of in storage now at this point. They're next 2 years. I got a couple in just the old CD sleeves.
Oh, yeah, nice.
They were some free-range pornos that we had to get organized.
That
looks
a little sketch.
Those are very sketch. I don't even know what's on those anymore.
I think it was like sixth or seventh grade. The group that I used to hang out with, my buddies, we'd pass around one. It was a VHS tape, and it was called Humpkin Pie.
We had one.
Ron Jeremy in it. I remember that.
Ours was a Jenna Jameson one, a firefighter one.
Nice.
Oh, what was that one called? That one, it had a Jill Kelly in there. Jenna Jameson. I think Peter North makes an appearance.
Yeah,
this
probably.
Is old school, man. And we did. We shared it. It was a VHS, and we shared it.
Now, girls in high school, we did not share porn, nor did
you
we
shared vibrators.
Nor did we stop. That's disgusting.
Oh.
But all of our guy friends, I mean, that was a real struggle in high school. You guys really did have stashes of porn, and you hid it all over your parents' house because our guy friends hid it in the ceiling. It was in the ceiling and, like, a closet.
I got a beat. Mine was in the back of a CD case. So, like, you could open up the old CD cases,
and
I had folded up Playboy magazine pictures in the back of that CD case, and then you had to close it real tight.
Wow.
Brilliant.
You poor guys.
Absolutely brilliant.
Yeah.
Can I tell one quick story real quick?
One quick story, yes.
We were at a party. This was, sophomore year of high school? God, it was a dick. I feel bad for this. And, you know, if she's listening, I apologize right now. So we were having fun at this party. Her parents were gone. She had a new computer. We were messing around the computer. Of course, the guys get on the websites. And so I have this brilliant idea.
Yeah.
I'm going to print out, like, 40 of these pictures.
Well, I can.
So I print them all out, and I hide them around her house in books, pizza boxes, fridges, freezers. Dude, she called me last year. This was sophomore year of high school.
Yeah.
She called me last year. I just got off the phone with my mom. She found another one of those pictures you hid in high school.
That's what we call the long con.
Oh, my,
that's what we call.
I'm pretty sure they're really religious, too. I feel like a jerk, dude.
Take your porn with you.
I'm not taking it.
Take your box of porn.
That is my gift to you.
No, I don't want it. David, it's not. Just.
Andy, for the last time, I don't want your giant box of pornography.
No. Come on, man. So uncool.
No, uncool? Uncool is trying to give an honest man a big box of porn, Andy.